Okay, we're early and we love it.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, now Doug, you're gonna tell me how do we do this? It is recording.
It
I'm going to
is.
participants, more for Doug. Make host. Okay,
That's the winner.
Doug is the
There we go.
winner. Yay, Doug. Okay, let's
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
hey everybody, Gypsy Rose McIntosh. What a great name, just so you know. All right, here we go. I'm going to put that Zoom chat over here. Hey, everybody, we are a little early, but we were just so excited to be here. We thought, let's just press play and see who's there early now. And if Anna is in the house, where is Anna? Anna.
She is. I see her.
Oh, you see her? Okay, I don't have. Oh, how do you see people? Oh,
An
because you have that
attendee.
now, and I don't have that. There's, look at the little witchy hat. How cute is that? Okay, I'm going to close up participants because that's not my job. And I'm going to put Anna over here. Hey, Fatima from Portugal. Noreen, hello. Hey, Jean, Mary
So
Elizabeth.
excited to see everybody.
Woo-hoo. I
It's
know.
always hard the first couple of integration months. It's like I miss every week, and now we have to wait a few weeks. So it's like they're back.
I know, I know. I go in there and I sneak a peek at what they're doing. Can I just say how great your oracles are? You obviously know I've been hearting your posts, et cetera. So you are the least troublesome group. Like, not that we want to say that there were in the past, but we just want to say you guys are like, you're just doing it, which is like, seriously, you're all amazing. Anna and I were talking about that just yesterday about how great everybody is and how you're just really doing it and you're getting it. And I want to talk about also the quality of the posts in the Living Oracle, right? That is amazing. You're already up to 116, I think. So that's really good. Yeah, I love
Yeah, I'm going to
it.
bring that up actually in case we decide to play with it a little bit tonight.
Yeah, that would be so good. Yes, I know. Lori's like, psych, it started early. But we have to wait for everybody now, so we have to wait. Thanks, Lori. There's Debbie from Cincinnati, Cindy from Minnesota, Leslie Norris, and we have Oracle Palooza in a couple of weeks too, which is going to be crazy and fabulous in San Diego. So I'm really happy about that. And
Very excited about that.
yeah, totally, 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 totally. There's Anna again, going yay! So you know what I thought we would do tonight, Doug? While we're waiting, actually, let's just wait for more people because I think there's only 30 people here so far. And hey, Trish. Trish, I have a picture I found of us from, I think it's you, from Edmonton. Would that be you or from Calgary? Was that you? Yes, Edmonton. That's right. That's right. That's right. It was you. It was you. And I'm like going, I know her. I know her. And I think it's Trish Nichols. We'll have to drum it up. All right, guys, this is like from a while ago when I did. Yes, Fatima, next year, we're gonna do something in Europe. So, not Oracle Palooza, but I'm definitely gonna be coming over to England. So everybody from Europe can come to that one. I'm talking to Hay House about that. So probably gonna be in the spring.
That's
Is that right?
exciting.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be so fun.
Yeah.
Anna, you're gonna have to pack a bag. Yeah, London's gonna be fantastic. London is gonna be good, so it'll be fun. And then we'll maybe even head up to Glastonbury. Who knows? Who knows? Anna's packing right now. And this coming Sunday, I'm assuming I'm gonna see some of you coming to the master class, the Oracle Card Master Class with. Oh, good. You're going to have to make sure you tell me who you are. Anna will be there. Anna and I will be there. So we're looking forward to seeing you. I'm there first thing. I'm the first speaker. So it's going to be me, then Kyle Gray, and then lunch when we do a signing and stuff. So that'll be your opportunity. Oh, you're volunteering. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, it's going to be
Where
so
is it at, Caleb?
It's at the Weston Harbor Castle.
Great.
Yeah, I think. Gypsy Rose, can you tell us if that's correct?
In Toronto, right?
Yes, in
Yeah,
Toronto.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in
That's
Toronto. I
exciting.
know, it's going to be fun. It's like a, so I'm coming in for the morning and it's going to be great. So you guys will enjoy it. We are going to be talking about, some things that you know about already, but we're going to go a little deeper on how to work with other people, which will be fun.
Cool.
Yay. So, Anna, if you have any, before we start, which I would love to do a meditation, people are just dribbling in now. So dribble, dribble, here we go. Oh, they're, look at that. They're all coming in. So maybe I'll just, let's just pull some cards, for everybody. Cause they'll see this video in, rather than me just go, sees, boom, bah. There's Vermont. Let's pull cards. So let's pull some cards tonight for this month. And what I'd like to do is, Doug, I'm going to pull three, and then I'm going to ask you to pull three.
Great. Do you have a deck you prefer?
Yeah, let's both use Wisdom of Avalon.
You got it.
Okay. So my first three, I'm going to pull three, but then I'm going to go, you're going to go, I'm going to go, you're going to go. So these cards are going to cross each other to tell the story. So that's what we're telling the universe that we want. All right. So what is it that people need to focus on in order to really take the best advantage of this month, especially this month, because it's about prosperity. Everything that we're focusing on for this month, which is perfect because we are in the month of Taurus. Oh, this
That's
is
right.
awesome. I love this. Okay. So you have your three cards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first card in the story, we're going to have six. First card in the story is the High Priestess, which is about, as we know, prophecy, vision. And so what we want to do is hone that relationship that we have to our inner oracle, oracular consciousness, as we call it, and we know, and to also tune into the messages from the universe that come to us from the outer world through cleidons, through meetings with other people, doing the cards, of course, your counsel. But ultimately, the point at the end of the day is that although we're focusing on the material for this month, which we are, we're really having the manifesting fun this month. What we're doing at the same time is we're continuing to go to the intuition gym, basically, right? And so that's our priority. Doug, what's your match card for that?
So my match card for that is the Horse, which I think is perfect because one of the challenges in the world of prosperity and abundance is we often get into the place that we feel like we have to do it by ourselves. And the Horse card is always there to remind us that you don't have to do it by yourself. In fact, you can go further, faster if you ask for help. And I think in this case, and the card talks about this, it's about asking for help from Spirit. So it's our partnership with Spirit, our co-creative partnership that we always talk about in this program, that is also there for us when it comes to things like prosperity and our way of viewing abundance. So,
yeah, perfect, perfect. So the next card that tells us that, so I'm going to further with the Horse, because the Horse, of course, also tells you that you have help, and the help are the cards. You know, you can go to the cards for help. You go to the cards for contemplative ideas. You know, you contemplate them. You know, you don't have to do it by yourself. You're not doing this intellectually, right? So remember, right? So the next card is the Bard. And so what we want to...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the stories that we tell around prosperity and abundance, right? You can't make this shit up. You just can't. So the stories that we tell around prosperity and abundance are going to either support our evolution and our growth or keep us either locked in a comfort zone or locked in a pattern where we can't expand because we've either been told we aren't allowed to. We have been, like, especially for people who run spiritual businesses, it's like, you know, saying, oh, you're not allowed to make money doing that. You know, or like, ooh, you can't be prosperous and this, or geez, I don't want to just do things for money. And of course, I never do things just for money, right? But you have to allow yourself to break out of the limiting beliefs around money, prosperity in general, because you're going to define that for yourself this month. Nobody's going to define it for you. Maybe you think about prosperity has nothing to do with money, but it is what you see in your intangible environment, what you surround yourself with. So for me, prosperity is also friendships. Mm. You know, I don't look at prosperity as money in the bank so much as, and also, can I serve? You know, how my prosperity is directly related to the quality of my service. So, it's like this bigger picture. And then the material benefits of that, like, how do I pay eight employees, right? So that kind of comes into it, but that's not my job to figure that out, right? So, and I'm going to share this with you this evening so that you'll get an understanding a little bit better about how to work with these questions this entire month, because it is a whole 4 weeks of being immersed in this. The enchantment of storytelling, and can you tell a new story about this? And I'm going to refer back to this after Doug tells his card.
So my card to go with that is the Grail Knight. And Woo! Interesting that it goes there. Grail Knight has several possible meanings. You can talk about seeking the sacred. It can also remind us to be careful of romance or illusion or seeking the false. And I think in this particular case, what came to mind when I turned this card over actually was another card, which was All That Glitters from Wisdom of the Oracle. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really reminding us to be sure that we're looking for what is true prosperity, that we're seeking that which is sacred, that which is really part of our, that we're being in inquiry about what is prosperity for us, what is abundance for us, and how does that look for us? Not taking on anyone else's view of what that should be for us, but really looking for ourselves at what is that right and sacred thing that we should be seeking for ourselves. The Grail Knight, so interestingly, right? He sought after this Holy Grail, and it became more about the journey than it was about the destination. Right. And so I think it's about, it may also have a little bit of a detachment from outcome as well, can be a part of this card. So anything you'd want to add to that, Colette?
Yeah, that was awesome. Well, I like that you went into the other direction beyond the sacred, because here's the thing. I think what you spoke to was the fact that our society places conditions on us. And actually social media is one of the worst areas for us to judge ourselves or how prosperous we are or not, because it's a false, kind of like a sizzle reel.
Right.
Everybody like that. It's a fake, it's like a photo shoot of people's lives. And you'll see this with teenagers, for example. They've lost the sense of what's meaningful for them. And we have also, to a degree, we have to be careful of that. I'll give you an example of what to watch out for. So it's like you have to decide what you make things mean.
Yes.
Right? That's really key this month. Like, what do I make this mean? So when the Goddess deck came out, I want to share with you some things that I've never put this much heart and soul. I mean, I have with all my other decks, but it was so different because of the kind of academic research I had to do on it. And then what it brought up in me, I had such an awakening, and I had a real, very, very deeply personal and meaningful experience with this. Hmm. And, you know, Jenna did too, my artist, who, you know, we worked tirelessly on it. We really were very focused also on making sure that it was diverse. So it meant something to us in the biggest way possible. And I had more crap around this deck than I ever have. And you know, and it was amazing because it was like, okay, well, maybe that's just the sign of the times. And then I said, well, as long as it keeps doing well. And the other day it slid down to number 20 something. And I was like, well, what am I going to make that mean? Do I make that mean, right? What am I making that mean? Does that mean that everything, just because some people don't like it and they're very vocal about it, or that it's triggering some people, and, or that other people love it. Like my prosperity is in the, I have to tell you, it changed my life. It changed my life doing that deck. It was so meaningful for me, and it brought me into a new understanding of the world. And it was both terribly painful and extraordinarily liberating, especially around the idea of patriarchy and women and the goddess culture, et cetera. So I guess what I'm trying to say to you is that I'm sharing my experience with you, because I could have made it mean something. Oh, that means it's not good enough or whatever, but it is amazing. And that's the other thing too, like prosperity, a lot of people look at prosperity or look at what you do and your work, et cetera, and make a judgment around it. And then you decide whether it's okay or not, but you can't allow that. And I mean, I'm a living proof that you have to be very grateful and very graceful around the world's opinions. And so you can't make it mean that this is wrong or that it's no good now or whatever. That you get what I'm saying?
I do. And I think it's a great reminder to one of the core principles of Oracle School, which is that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's be curious about it, but don't make judgments about it. Because when we attach meaning to it, we give it more power than it needs to have sometimes. And really the important thing here is don't attach meaning to, but lean back and be supported by what we know are the universal laws of abundance and prosperity.
Exactly.
The things that we talked about in, I think, module 2 or 3 in this course that are a key piece of this. So, yeah.
Exactly. So the last card, of course, is wealth. Right? And wealth is this card, like all the other cards that I've done around this exact subject, will show the natural, if you see this card, like this is the new
beautiful
version. I had them redo the deck. So if you, and actually Golden Palace in the Enchanted Map is like that too.
Mm-hmm.
When we really look at, sorry, I've got I'm going to take this out of my mouth. I'm going, blah, blah, blah. I've got an icebreaker in my mouth because my mouth tastes funny because I ate this garlic at dinner. It's so gross. Anyway, now I'm like, blah, blah. So wealth is all about the roots in the ground. How is it being nourished? So who are you really? Because your prosperity is in relationship to who you are. You know, we talk about your unique, authentic, inspired life. And if you are fully yourself, your well-being, your happiness, and yes, I love that Lori said, to thine own self be true.
Right,
that's
right.
So key. So you don't compare yourself to other people. You do what you do. And don't let anybody on the outer world decide for you what has value and what doesn't. I think that's what is so key here. So wealth in this case, because that's what we're looking at this month, is what do you make having this relationship to the world mean? What do you make the material world mean? Like, I'm going to just share something as well. Like, we had a great conversation with a bunch of authors, and I'm not going to say who, but we all talked about the pressure to get a New York Times bestseller. Right now, you know, some people just want to write an actual book, but there was a lot of pressure. And I remember when my book, The Map, came out, they ran out of books. So I was a number one seller for 3 days. And then we didn't make the New York Times bestsellers list because they couldn't ship the books. Now, did that make that book any less meaningful? No. So we really talked about the fact that it cannot be a destination for anybody.
Yeah.
Like, in order for us to be really truly prosperous, we talked about serving, that we're here to share and to serve. So if you translate that the way you want for you, I'm just sharing that around me so you can identify in your way with that same sort of thing. Like, what do you make this mean? Yeah.
The last card I think goes really well with yours, which is truth.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, when you think about that card, the message of it is to surround yourself with honesty, to be almost radically transparent or honest with about who you are. It's to be really clear about what's your truth as well, right? And speaking that truth. But I think in this space, it kind of reminds you of what I just said, and when we were talking about the Grail Knight, leaning into the truths of what we know about spirit's desire to co-creatively partner with us.
Right.
And I think leaning into that and trusting that and knowing that it's not always our job to figure out the how. Like we sometimes get so hung up. I mean, I can tell you guys know this. I mean, in December, left a job of 20 years, full-time job, salary, insurance, the whole nine yards. And there were a couple months where I was like, I'm going to have to move. Like, oh my God, I'm going to have to move. And I freaked out. And I don't have to move. I haven't had to move.
No.
And I'm getting more business coming in from surprising places that are like, oh, well, that's interesting. And I just have to remind myself that it's not my job to figure out the how. I have to do I have to stay in me and in my lane, if you will, and following what I know is my true calling and my own response to spirit. I got to do my part. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have to pay attention to the things of earth and be responsible for them. It's funny, we're talking about this, Colette. My last new moon before last, my intention was to have a new loving relationship with all things earth in my life, finances and body. And it's just so perfect because those are the things that I'm getting to work through and to deal with right now, which I love.
Amazing.
But so truth, what's the truth for you in your relationship to prosperity?
Exactly. And also no attachment to the form, exactly, Fatima.
Yeah.
And I think that's really key as well too, which is the truth piece, at furthering on that last card, is the idea of that, of the truth is, if it is, we don't need to hang on to it. It exists.
Absolutely.
Right? There's no need to hold on to something. There's no need to hold on to your place in line. You don't need to be number one. You don't have to be the best or the worst. You just need to be you, you know? And
I'll never forget someone who, a teacher once told me about money. And I know we've all heard this, but like things like money and stuff, it's just energy. Yeah. And energy is not meant to stay stuck. It's meant to move. So I've always taken that whatever I get, it has to flow through me and bless others as well, and to flow through. And so that whole idea of letting the energy flow, the energy of prosperity flow through me, that might be a good question for you guys to ask this month, is what could get in the, what's blocking the flow of the energy of prosperity in me, or what is in the way, if you kind of want to look at that from that perspective. It's certainly a question I might ask for myself.
Yeah, I love that. This is, you know what, let's just keep going, because this is a great conversation. I was like, well, let's do the housekeeping, but let's not yet. Okay. Let's keep going with this. So remember again, this month, now here's, so today, if today is the actual call, so I'm going to give the date, today is the 14th of May. So when you're looking at this, later in the week, we are in the week moving up to the full moon in Scorpio. Okay. So and it happens to be, there's some planetary configurations that with the Taurian influence, that not just the fact that it's in Taurus, because it's always in Taurus, a full moon's always going to show up in Taurus, but it's particularly sensual and it's intense, and it is around tangibility, like the things that are tangible to you. And it's also about forgiveness. And for those of you who are new students, who came in new, you would have all gotten the membership site as a bonus. And for those of you, you're in the beta version, and that there is a video there about doing a specific full moon reading as well for this weekend. So we have lots of tools at our disposal to recognize that forgiveness is also letting go the old story that we have and letting go attachment. Exactly. Forgiveness for ourselves. So for example, my parents lost everything. I'll give you a part of my story again. My parents lost everything. I was 25. Now, I was raised in a family. My parents came over, they had nothing. And my father built up his reputation, et cetera, as a land developer and an engineer. And he invented a bunch of things, and he became quite wealthy. We went to private schools, et cetera. So I was raised in a family with lots of stuff. They were very academically inclined. And when my father was 75 years old, he lost everything. My mom was my age. My mom was my age. She was younger than me when it happened. She was at her Saturn return. Yeah, because she died around my age now. My point is that how everybody made it mean was that everything was bad, etc. And there was no space for recuperation, like none. So I was always afraid that something would be taken away from me or some horrible thing would come. Now, I don't have that at all today. It doesn't live in me, but for quite some time I did. So I was the one that was sabotaging a lot of my own success. And my coach said to me once, you know, you're willing to be just unsuccessful enough so that you never have to get to the place where you think you're going to lose everything. When she brought that up to me, I was like, what? So there's stories that we tell ourselves around this. Now, I'm not afraid. I don't hang on. I don't care as much. Like my husband and I say, our prosperity is if we get along and we've got the dogs and we're on this king size bed and we're on our square, that's our island. For us, our prosperity means that everything has to be good there on that big square, you know, and that we have people we love and et cetera. So I guess I'm just giving you things to think about. Yes, it is up there, Lori, I believe it is. I think we drop all the new content on Sundays. So it is up with the other videos. So you guys get a chance to take a look and see for the full moon. When we look at forgiveness, like I had to really forgive myself for the fear that I kept re-victimizing myself, re-hurting myself, right? You're afraid of having too much as others don't have enough to survive. Yes, my mom too. There are starving people. My mother would say, finish your food. And my mom came from the war and she was arrested for stealing potatoes and because she was starving. So my mom kept a cellar of canned goods that we were like, why do you have all this food hiding in the basement? So I get it, like afraid of having too much because others don't have anything. So we have to really deal with this. And what Doug brought up earlier about the block, like what makes that an obstacle? Like, let's look at our stories. That's why I circuitously came back to the point, right?
Well, that's the Bard. I mean, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Hey, Lisa, that's the Bard. Exactly. So those of you who have come in a little late, we have, or you're just saying hi to us. We've talked quite a bit about prosperity and we pulled cards, etc. Fear of reaching for that last little inch, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly, Trish.
Okay, I'm just having a little bit of an aha about the Bard. And is it okay if I just share it real
quick? Yeah.
You know, that's a card that took me forever to get to know. It was one of the hardest cards for me to connect with, and I just had a bit of a breakthrough around it. You know, the Bard was the traveling storyteller, the minstrel that would go from village to village, but he'd always come back and he'd tell these stories and sing his songs. And what's interesting is the stories that we tell in our lives about certain places where we might be limiting ourselves or might be stuck, those stories come around again, just like the Bard comes around again. And he's going to sing the similar song that we may have heard before, and we may not have gotten the aha about it yet, but it's time. It's time. He's reminding us that there's something here for you to learn in this story so that you can break free from that. And it's looking into the history of the patterns of your stories, just like the Bard. Even if the song has it's like same song, third verse. You've heard that phrase before, guys. That's what happens in our lives. How we deal, if we have a limiting belief or something that's getting in the way of our perspective around prosperity, this is absolutely going to be the Bard coming around to our village again to say, hey, listen to this song again, same song, third verse. Are you listening? Where do you need to move forward on?
Mm-hmm. I love that. And the other thing about the Bard is that is the only way that people would hear about things that were going on. And they got bored. So the Bard's job was to take the events and create something around them to entertain people too and sing them the song of what just happened over there. Because people had, you know, they weren't all educated, et cetera. So they had to make it into something that could, you know, sink into people because it was oral history. A lot of like common people didn't know how to write. Right. And then the bards also would go to village to learn about things and then take that information. So similar to the hero's journey too, there's an aspect of the bard, you know, to come around again and to take that song and to take what we learned from the last place, integrate it, because that's where an integration into your current song, add a harmony, right? Yeah. You're adding a harmony to it. And but the Bard gave meaning to the stories. Exactly. Yeah. So he made it mean something to people. So we are being required to do that too. I'm so glad we're taping this because those six cards are really powerful for everybody this month.
Yeah.
And so I do want to talk about, you know, hardcore things like, yes, prosperity, you know, like we said, prosperity is about more than money. But we do want you to take a look at how you work with your finances. We are in this period of time. This is Taurus. We did it on purpose. We're in an earth sign. We want you to look at your tangible world. Because, for example, you know, many of you, you want to expand your businesses. You want to do different things. You want to make different choices for yourself. And you want to improve. Most of you do. Some of you don't care. Some of you are like, I'm good. I'm good where I am. But what we want to show you is that a way for you to get to where you want to go, you have to kind of have these conversations and tell these songs and find out what your song means, right? What are you singing to the world? What are you telling yourself? Yeah. Sometimes we hum things over and over again. And that's what I did when it came to my dysfunctional relationship around money and finances, around my parents. And it took me years. My husband will like tell you stories like how I'd be like so scared oh my God. Oh my God. Cause I would never, I had to pay my bills like as soon as they came in. Like I'm so like, I am neurotic about around that. It's like, cause we lost our house. We literally became paupers. Like my parents would have, and they both died right after that. So it's like the relationship to the two things, your stories could be different, but I am living proof that you can completely change your tune. You can change your tune, but first you have to take a look at through the cards. You look at the cards and say, what story am I telling? So that's actually a really good conversation to have tonight with bringing some people up. Right? Like what story am I telling around prosperity? I think that I just
love that.
Right? What story am I telling around prosperity and what do I need to do to heal it or to expand it? Right? Before we do that, should we bring Anna up for housekeeping? Does Anna do one?
Anna, would you like to come up for housekeeping?
Just to sort of give us a or do you want to do that at the end? Because then I'm going to...
No, it's probably good.
I don't want to close up. I want to make sure that we close up with a meditation.
Yeah, yeah, because we missed that last month.
I know. I went, wait! No, she doesn't want to come. Okay. No, no. So Anna is going to post. If there's any housekeeping at all, Anna will post. Is that right, Anna? I'm just going to post it? I'm going to say yes for Anna. Oh, you're in the middle of something. Okay, fine. Anna's in the middle of something. There you go. So, so we'll see if she feels at the end. If not, it's easy to do. She'll post housekeeping in the actual room. We just love Anna. We want to see her pretty face.
Do you want to start with a little bit of a opening visualization meditation at all? Okay.
I would. Thanks, Anna. So what I'd love for everybody to do is to imagine we're all holding hands. And for those of you who are not here present with us, you are here present with us. If you're watching this video after, because you didn't make the call tonight, you are with us equally and right with us right now because you are watching this video. So I'm going to ask you to tune in to the energy of all the support that we share here in Shared Wisdom. All the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful support we have from our co-creative partner, Spirit. We truly have each other. We have our invisible helpers. And we have the cards. So with your eyes closed, imagine that there is a huge, beautiful, glowing deck of cards in the middle of our circle. And it's big and it's alive. And it really is the spirit of all oracles. It's not really a card deck, but it is this amazing spirit, this wise spirit, this oracle, this living oracle that connects to every single person. And just imagine that there's these threads of light, filaments of light that connect all of us to this oracle in the center. Like gossamer. And as we breathe in, just feel that love because we don't have to do it all ourselves. We can do this with each other. We can do this with this oracle, the oracle of all oracles. That is the manifestation of the divine in message. So it is how the divine messages us is through the consciousness of the oracle. And just let that feeling of all is well, just take it in. All is well. All is well. And so we really want to focus on our human experience. So fill up with that beautiful energy, connecting us to each other, to love, to that feeling of prosperity. And that's what the oracle wants us to do now, is to have it, not to want it. And even if you have to pretend, what would it feel like? What would your true prosperity feel like? Let's just breathe that for a minute. What does it feel like? Breathing in this energy of that sense of true prosperity for you. having that, knowing that there's nothing to attach to, there's nothing to want. I have it. And just allow yourself a glimpse of a scene. Not attached to the form, but allow your imagination to play with form. Why not? What form could your prosperity take? What would a symbol of that be? Okay. And let's open our eyes. It's so great. What did you feel, Doug? Or did you have any glimpse of something?
Yeah, I did for sure. Mine was a big house with a big heart like in the middle of it. And it was all about a place where love is. And it was kind of this combination of this creating community, creating a sense of family beyond just family of birth or even of choice, but just this sense of surrounded by people that I love and that love me and kind of this broader community that I'm a part of. It was really special.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was really beautiful.
So I had a very freaky thing happen while I was talking to everybody. I ended up in a giant clock.
Oh, wow.
And all the numbers were hearts. There's enough time for me to love everybody, for me to do things I love. So the form for me was dependent on me surrendering to time.
Wow, interesting.
Isn't that wild? Anybody else want to share? But the hearts were cool too, because I was like, wow. Fatima said, the form for me is inspiring people. Mm-hmm. The flying card from the map. I love that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Whirl in an open shell. Hi, Jacqueline. We're going to see Jacqueline this weekend, I think. A pearl in an open shell. That's so beautiful. Dogs, lots of dogs. Souls hugging and sharing love. Isn't that cool? I mean, it just comes, right? You know, Mary Elizabeth, that also means loyalty.
Yeah.
So the idea of being surrounded by loyalty, like that you can trust and love. But hearing flowers, I love that. Mm. Yes, yes. Lisa, you're going to have to listen back at Decorator Guru. You have to listen back. Yeah. Statue of Liberty, happy to be here now. Yay, listen back to it after peace. Yeah, Statue of Liberty doing a dance. So, yeah, you just a more sense of peace, right? And isn't that the case? Like when we strive towards goals, like there's a real fine line around manifesting. And I like to use that term manifesting. I think it's important because it reminds us that we are responsible and accountable for our reality. And that we can play in this. I'm good friends with Mike Dooley playing the Matrix. And I love his mindset about this, that the universe is there to play with us and to help us create an amazing world. And more good things happen in the world than there are bad. We just don't hear about that in the news. But you know what Leslie said, having the time and ability to be on the beach with my family. And we can manifest that. We can co-create that. But we have to feel it first. And we have to own it. The form is not going to be our business, or how we get there isn't our business, but having that sense of things in advance. Oh, Terry Cohen said, me too. Slowing down, allowing, receiving. Doug, can you talk? Because I have to get a glass of water.
Yeah, for sure. Happy to. So one of the things that I think is really helpful too, you know, as those symbols come up for us, you know, those symbols are a place to start a conversation. So whatever you might have received in that visualization, it might be, you know, as you look at that, what's the story, you know, you're telling about that particular, about how you get to that symbol, or what is the message that that symbol has for you. And it might be helpful to kind of draw a card or two as well, because that would be something that you could begin to have a conversation with. One of the things that I like to do as well, it's a little bit more of a Jungian approach, is when a symbol like that comes up, I want to have a conversation with it. So I might write a letter to my house with the big heart in it and say, what wisdom do you have for me this month about prosperity? And, you know, just if, as I just kind of in my own mind, just kind of quiet myself a little bit and ask that question, the thing I am immediately drawn to is be with the people you love. In fact, reach out, get help, be supported by people, love the folks that are in your life. I've been doing a lot of I had some hard lessons over the last couple of weeks about how important it is to ask for help, and realizing that I have so many people that are willing to support me and help me, including even just asking for help making dinner one night when I was really not feeling well. So those are the kinds of things you have a conversation with the symbol. Let it be a representation of the story in motion that you have with prosperity as we kind of bring together, and maybe even have a conversation with it too.
Yeah. Like Doug and I both share that background with Jung.
Yeah.
So the Jungian approach is what all of us do, and that we want to introduce that, or sorry, not introduce it. You've been introduced to it. Yeah. We want to encourage you to keep a dialogue going, much like, in my book, The Map, when I introduced the idea of talking to a landscape, like what do you exactly have to say to me? The spirit of place, right? Having a conversation with that, like, what is it? What does this mean to me? Like, immediately I did, because that's where I go.
Yeah.
There's the clock, and I was talking, and I'm like, oh, what do you mean to me? Why am I inside a giant clock? It was gold and it had all these things. And it was also that the clock was moving without me. That it had perfect mechanics. It was perfectly in tune to itself, right? And the message.
Love that.
Right. So every time you do these kind of things, and when you settle in, and you can ask the cards, and then you can actually talk to the spirit of a card too. You know what I'd love to do, Doug, is I'd like to get people up.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'd like to just get people up, and we can work with them. And while you pick somebody, just put up your hand if you want to come up tonight.
Yeah.
Remember that we're talking about all aspects of prosperity, not just money or career. But tonight we do want to look about how you spend your personal currency. For me, it's time, right? That was the other thing. Like, that's my call. Like, I have to be so careful not to get caught up in the New York Times, for example. Like, I always tell people, media diet. And the minute I start reading it, or like Game of Thrones, I spent hours reading what people thought about it.
I didn't even watch the first seven seasons, and now I'm stuck on it. I mean,
I know. I'm like, I hate this show. And now, like, why is this happening now? I spent 8 years watching it.
Okay. Let's also think about when we think of, you said something really important, Colette. It's not just about our money. Oh, of course you did, but I just want to really acknowledge it.
Really?
For those of us that are empaths, where do we put our emotional energy? Where do we share our emotions? Where do we put that in places that maybe are not the places we need to be, you know, giving it? So just being very aware of all of the resources that we could be giving or sharing with others, how are we managing that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to add a word to that, because you'll understand it. It's spending. So spend our time. How do we spend our energy? How do we spend our energy in ways like we want to manage it, but we're spending it. So we only have so much. And are we spending it on somebody? Because there's always, whenever we give our energy away, there's a motive, right? There's always a motive with giving. So it's not, there's either sharing for the sake of it, like tonight we give our time because we are committed to the course. This is our thing. We're sharing that. We're spending our energy tonight with you. You're spending yours with us. And then, so if we were to spend our energy afterwards by watching TV, we're doing that. So now let's just say you have a bank account, and in every given minute of every day, like, say you spend too much of your energy on somebody who doesn't deserve it, right? That's not a good spend.
No.
The expenditure costs you more, Right? You understand this, right? So it's not a flow. You're actually, the motive would be maybe to rescue somebody. The motive may be to fix them. The motive may be to make them like you. The motive, right? The motive, like on social media, you notice with kids, it's like, to the motive could be that they want their friends to see how many likes they have. So that means they're more popular. See what I mean? So we have to recognize that there's a motive behind our expenditures.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do I spend my gifts, right? Like, do we squander your gifts? Allocation of energy. Exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? It's like the allocation of energy. Where are we going to allot that energy today? And where do we, are we seduced in giving it away with to our old stories that keep playing, you know, like when we get into our comfort zone and also we're like, oh, I'm too scared to move beyond this. And we, but yet we're festering in there. So are we spending our energy wisely in there? So that's another thing this month. We're just waiting for Doug. We give to be loved. Exactly. Like some one guy once said to me, women, he said, men give sex for love and women, no, women give sex for love and men give love for sex. Mm. I remember him saying that. I thought, ew, I don't like that. But it really stuck with me. And he said, like, you know, when we were just talking about flings, you know, like the idea of having a fling, you know, when women would fall in love with their fling and the guy's like gone already. Anyway, I'm off, completely off track on that.
It's one. Okay. So let me just remind you to raise your hand if you want to do a question. I'm going to go ahead and pick our first one out of the ones that are having their hands raised, and we'll bring you up. And so let's go ahead. Yep, we are. We're going to pick Noreen for the first one. Noreen, you're coming online. I'll unmute you.
How do we course correct to maintain the most energy for stronger connection to spirit? That is a question. We're going to ask that question.
Yeah. Right. Noreen, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear
me? We can hear you too. We can't see you. Do you have your camera?
I don't know what's going on. I did accept the thing, but it seems like it's dark. I don't know if there's something I can do.
Yeah, check the, are you on a phone or a computer?
On an iPad.
So it looks like it may be taking the wrong, like there's something covering the camera, either on the backside, because we can see a little bit of a something coming through.
You know there's something in there.
Yeah. So just check the video settings to make sure that it is pulling from your front camera.
You know what? If not, don't worry about it. We'll just talk.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, like whatever. If you can make it work, great. If you don't worry about it. Let's just...
No, let's just go with the cards then.
Is that okay, Doreen?
Yes, that's okay.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, let's just do this. We don't need to see you, but it'd be great if we could, and we can't.
So Colette, do you want to do maybe some from a deck and then one from the Oracle, Living Oracle, to go with that or something like that?
Yes. Now, I'm kind of feeling wisdom.
I am too.
Feeling it tonight. She seems to want to be our like number one deck, so
yep.
I'm going to use Wisdom of Avalon. And so, Noreen, I'm going to pick the cards for you. Do I have your permission?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the question that we're going to pose to you is what is at the root of your story around prosperity?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. What do I need to know? Disruption. So I'm not going to read the guidebook because I'm going to tell you. So they're at a core. So this is a story that you're telling around prosperity, is that you don't trust the consistency of it. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. This is good. This is really good. I mean, the cards don't lie, right? So the cards that we're going to pick, we're going to pick one more from this deck for what do you need to do? And then we'll pick one, what do you need to know from the Living Oracle? What do you think, Doug, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
So with disruption, it also tells me something else. It tells me that you're in process of changing this, right? So, I love Marianne Got a Goblin. I love it. So if you trust that you're in change, you can't stay the same. And so everything will get disrupted. So there's two things about this card that's so great. One, it tells me that at your story says that consistent prosperity is disrupted. It like is either taken from you, somebody else gets it, it doesn't feel consistent. But on the other hand, it also has a really beautiful other message, which is in order for you to tell a new story, you need to disrupt the old one.
True.
Does that make sense? Okay. So I'm going to, may I choose a second card for you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, good. This is fun, right? So the question we want to say next. So, and actually if Doug, if you could write that question, like, what do I need to know about my the core of my story around prosperity? What do I need to know? Or tell me about the story I tell.
Yeah.
And then this next one would be more on that, right? Like, what do I need to change in order to heal it? Love. Oh, look at that. So how you heal this, like, how do you change it or how do you shift it? Now, let's say somebody's just really positive to say, how can you expand on that? All right, that would be, in your case, it's how do you heal, because it's more of a challenging thing. And it's love. So your next step is to really love yourself, the one who told the story of disruption, the one who expects to be disrupted, the one who doesn't trust prosperity. You need to love her. Does that make
the
sense?
Goblin, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because we use that language, remember what a goblin is. A goblin is the disowned part of the self that we refuse to acknowledge is ours.
Right.
It's a homeless magical being. It's homeless. So we feel that, and then that goblin acts out by pretending to be the bard and say, this is your story. And then it's not. So can you love that part of you that has told you this story over and over? And can you forgive her? Mm-hmm. It's a lot to chew on. Doug,
yeah.
Do you want to pull from the living oracle now? Are you with us, Maureen?
Sorry? Yeah.
Are you with us?
Yes, I am. That's very profound.
It's profound. I know. It's profound.
I was in deep reflection, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's big. So you got disruption and you got love. Now the living oracle, we have a randomizer for 116, right?
117 now.
Wow. So, yeah, high five.
I got it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Love and forgiveness.
So Noreen, the card I got is from Rose, and it's number 44, Wisdom of the Owl. And it says, sometimes we need to be like an owl sitting on an oak tree. The more we see, the less we speak, the more we hear. It's time for you to retreat. Look deep inside for the answers you seek. Meditation, breathe, journal, listen to your inner voice. This is truly a refreshing vantage point. It allows you to open the doorways into other realms and connecting with the divine. Watch the magic unfold. So
that's profound.
Yeah. So I think what's interesting about this is this is really calling you, Noreen, into not only the love story of what you're kind of connecting to here, but also the space to just kind of be almost detached a little bit from the story, right? Mm-hmm. So the owl is, you know, we often don't know that the owl is watching us at night when the owl's watching, right? So it's that sense of detachment. It's just separate enough to see what's happening and allowing you to be, I would even say, to be curious and to do some of that journaling and that breathing about your own story with prosperity. And how can you bring more love to that? Like, this is almost the practical of how you can bring more love to that story that you have about prosperity. Is that helpful?
Very helpful, yes.
Yeah. What comes up for you? Just, I'm curious. Yeah. What ahas or thoughts really resonate the most? So before we go to the next person.
So can you just, the first card, what did it read?
Disruption.
Disruption.
So, yeah. So go ahead.
Sorry. That was so, like, just the word itself, disruption, is exactly what my life is all about at this time. It really is very disrupted. Because I'm in the middle of a lot of change. And of course, it's really completely trying to break out of my comfort zone that has been going on. So I'm trying to leave so much stuff behind me and sort of not tell any victim stories and just, you know, trying to move forward. But it's all like, it's all happening from so many different angles that it almost feels like terrible chaos and conflict, in other words. But at the same time, it's also, it almost makes me feel like everything that's happening, it's almost like the evolution is going in a direction of a lot of better and a lot of growth. And I just feel that now, finally, I have realized and I'm participating fully in self-care, which I have neglected for a very long time.
That's great.
Yeah. So that whole idea of love was also fascinating because I really needed to love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noreen, can I ask how old you are?
37.
You're 37. Okay. So you're moving into a cycle called the Neptune cycle. And in astrology, it's a cycle where the planet Neptune starts to come in and you between 38 and 42. You're 37, right?
Yes.
So you're heading, it sometimes is a little earlier. And that's actually when I got married to my, married and divorced to my first husband. So that's when you face your illusions, right? You face your illusions in this cycle. It's the invitation to face the illusions of what you thought was security before and what you thought your story was in order for you to liberate yourself. So I feel from what you've described, I mean, I think you're teaching all of us something with this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have personally learned so much. It almost felt like, and you're, because you use the word illusion, it's so bang on because, you know, finally as I started to meditate and started to take real care of me and started to start finally loving me, because I used to take care of everybody, put everybody before me kind of a thing, right? And then finally I realized, you know, I mean, I everybody has their own journey, I guess, and I can't be carrying the world's weight on my shoulders.
Nope.
And so when I... That was all profound realization. And I can tell you one of the things that really, really helped me, and I'm very grateful that I have this opportunity to tell you this, is that, you know, that forgiveness meditation, mm-hmm. where you actually bring each individual up and then cut the cord and let them go to the light and you forgive. That was huge, because after I did that, I almost felt such a big burden go. And a lot of the other meditations, like the grounding one. So those ones were really helpful. And then the journaling. And as I started to get deeper into meditation, I started to realize that the illusion part started to become very much more clear. And I guess even as I was taking care of myself, like my, I guess if you, I'm sure you know better than I do, but in terms of chakras and all that, you know, it almost felt like there was starting to be some alignment and
more awareness. That's what happens.
Great. That's so great.
You get back into alignment and you feel it, right? You feel it. It's the energy. It's like when you're out of alignment, the energy, especially when we take on too much of others' burdens, we can throw ourselves off. On our, you know, the bottom chakra, especially the base one, because there's not enough for us.
Yeah.
And then everything kind of goes wonky. And then the minute you kind of get more grounded here, everything goes up in a straight line. I know, and you can feel it. It's hard to explain, but I get it 100%.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you can breathe. Exactly. I love that. Thank you, Noreen.
Thanks, Noreen.
Thank you so much for sharing. So a really good thing to do this month is to do more practice calls with each other. Right? And do this very same thing, you know, like get together like this and then talk like in a mini circle, right? Like have the three, you know, three people or four people sit down and go through the same exercise and go like, okay. And then you share your wisdom. You say, yeah, for me, this is what brings this up for me. And then you end up with this really beautiful, deep discussion. Thank you so much, Noreen. I love that.
All right. Ready to bring someone else on?
Yeah.
Okay. Leslie Norris, you're up next.
I feel like crying.
I'm going to unmute you. There you are.
Hi, Leslie.
Oh, hang on. Now you're unmuted. Nope. I think, there you go.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Wow. Hi, Leslie.
Hello. How are you doing?
Okay. It's nice to see you. It looks like you have some sunshine, I guess. Where are you? Where are you? Are you
I'm in Western Wisconsin. It's in the evening and I'm out on our deck, so...
Awesome. It's actually 7 p.m. for you, right?
Yeah.
No, yes, it's 7 p.m.
Yeah, so it's still light. It's beautiful. Yeah,
it's still light and it's not snowing, so that's good.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so I'm going to, may I have permission to pull a card for you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so again, what we're looking for is a reflection of your core belief around prosperity. That's really what the card is for. That's and then, then the second card, we're going to ask about healing or expansion. Okay, so this one wants to come out. So the Earth Fairy. So the Earth Fairy is around being grounded. And so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, which I think is really interesting. Okay. Would you say that your core story around prosperity is saving, is holding on and worrying about saving or having tangible things where you have foundation? Like, did you put all your money in your house? Did you, you know, did you learn that you have to put it away?
Not really. I had very mixed messages from my family, but I always, what popped into my brain was that whatever I have to earn myself.
Okay. So that's that put away is like, I gotta, like, there's a kind of a, it's not a flow state. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at. Right. So, and being grounded in, okay. So the idea of that, I keep coming up with the house. So that it's hard work is what I want to say. It feels like it's hard work. You have to save, work hard and save it and put it and, you know, like put it in the ground and hide it in the ground.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's just a feeling that I'm getting, and I know I'm not expressing it correctly, but I think we know what we're talking about, right? Was one of your, because it's, this relates to health too, was one of your parents, squirreling it away, exactly. But what did one of your parents do that and the other one not?
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Complete opposites. My father was a spender. My mother was a saver.
Correct. So, this makes more sense now because it's the idea of like one person said you got to squirrel it away and the other one spends it. So when you feel it, then there's like, you're right. It's like, it's scary. Like, which one is right?
Right.
Which one is right? The good news is that you're getting grounded in this. Both are true. The story that the core of your story and what's happening for you right now is getting more grounded around prosperity.
Yes.
Right?
So very true.
Right? So the story, so the first card is conversational. I'm actually showing you guys when you guys are going to do this with your partners, right? The first card is going to be a conversation. You're going to say, does that make any sense? Like, this is what comes up for me, et cetera, et cetera. Because the first time I did it for Noreen, it was easy. This one is like, we got to kind of play with this a little bit, saying, oh, I got mixed messages. And now you're getting very grounded. So your story has actually changed.
Yes.
Yeah, your story has changed. So let's pick the second card and then Doug's going to pick from the other one. So I'm going to say, what do we need to know about healing and expanding, right? So like, let's do both, right? Why not, right? Like, how do you make the most of it? Perception.
Oh, okay.
It's your perception. Oh, that's so interesting. So how you perceive prosperity and your co-creative partnership is how well you will do. Now, I've got something to say about this because I think this is genius. Because if you look at, and I was just writing an oracle card for the chakra deck all about this, about perception. Okay. And it was my theme for this afternoon. So this really hits home for all of us. You know, when we look at the world, we are hardwired to see it in a specific way that's an illusion. There's a perception of the material world is that it is separate from us, right? That's how, that's what we see. You are separate from me. My Doug is over there. The thing is there. We see everything as separate pieces. That's why materialism could work in the original science and why post-materialist science now talks about consciousness.
Right.
I want to go there. And what we do in Oracle School is we address consciousness before all else. That's that divine guidance. Yes. So your perception is either going to be limited by that five sensory perception that your mom had, which is, I got to save. I got to hold on to this. Mm-hmm. Or your dad, who seemed to be a little bit more in flow, although he might have been a little bit irresponsible. so let's not use him
towards the irresponsible line.
Let's not use him as the example. Okay. Forget about that. Let's just use the idea that the perception that everything is energy and energy flows and we have to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Right? So if your way of dealing with those two mixed messages, where both and are true, yes, I can continue to allow it to flow. And I think your dad probably had some his own lack of self-worth around it, that I'm not allowed to have the money, so I'm always going to cause myself to be sabotaging and yes. I'm trying to fix him, right? So, but here's you. If I see myself as the manifester that I am, the co-creative manifester, my service, my talents, my skills, my energy, my time, my whatever, I can trade that for energy in a flow, as opposed to there's not enough because I can't see past what I can already see.
Yes. No, that's very good. Because my focus, I'm 62 and I've worked since I was 14. So, but my vocation has been as a healer and massage therapist. I've done a variety of things, and I've always felt my life really was about service, yeah. You know, with a capital S. And while many people, many of my friends are looking at shutting down in their work and going, I'm expanding. Yeah. And I'm wanting to expand, and I'm excited about expansion, and I've, yes, just huge. So that's absolutely perfect. Because it is about my perception that yes, it's like a whole nother level of launching and expanding. And with that, I can let go of the old story that I'm not. Again, as you said, when we're working in a spiritual based business, it's like, yeah, you really shouldn't be earning very much, and yeah. And you should give everything away and give everything away and give everything away. And I'm finally going, wait a minute, it's the part of the flow. If I don't get anything, I don't have anything to give. Yeah. You know, you've got to have that
circular
motion of that. So that's perfect for me to remind myself of, and that I'm in control of the perception.
Yes. Yes. You are in control of the perception of reality. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Then I'm going to remind you that Louise Hay started Hay House at your age.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. I'm not over yet.
I'm the same age as you. So, I'm like a year younger. That's it. Yes. I'm 61 in a month or two. Right. So yeah. I tell you, yeah, we're just starting out here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And 60 is the new 40.
I know. I like it. I believe it. Doug, were you starting to say something?
Yeah, I want to just say a couple of things. So first of all, one of the things I love about the perception card is that it is one of the few cards that says you don't need to take action in the physical world right now, which is really interesting. It's about changing your point of view, that the work to be done is an inner task, not an external task. So I think that's really important piece of wisdom around perception is that card that I felt like I just wanted to really share with you. So really during this month, spend some time looking at how you perceive prosperity, how you perceive this story, because that's where that space is going to come in. And what I was thinking for the question for you from the Living Oracle was, what do you need to know to help you with that shift in perception? Is that okay?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. And I have your permission to ask that question. I didn't ask it before.
Thank Absolutely.
You. All right. So we got card number 69. So let me flip to 69 and we'll see what we have here. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. All right. Oh, look at this. It's peace. It says, shh, be still. Listen. That's the sound of your heart beating. Hear the sound of love, knowing that spirit is with you, listening to the consistent beating of your heart. Beat, repeat, beat, repeat. I am at one with spirit as it fills my heart with love and peace. All is as it should be.
Ah. Well, that's making me cry. So,
I think that is really Leanne Cock wrote that, and so beautiful. You know, I think when I look at that and when I kind of pick up from that card, Leslie, is that this is a reminder to still some of those voices that might get all spun up, if you know what I mean, right?
Oh, I do. Yes.
Yeah. So I think I have a few of my own. That's where I was coming from. But it's like when those voices get spun up, it's to just shush and to calm that part of ourselves and to just listen to our heart beating and just know that that's love. That's the love that spirit has for us. That's the love that we can have for ourselves and that we can be one with that. And so I just really, that's kind of, I think, a turbo boost to your perception conversation, if you will.
Thank you.
Isn't this great? I'm just like, I really feel it too, Leslie. I really do. Thank you so much for putting your hand up.
Well, thank you.
This is thanks, awesome. Leslie.
Awesome. We have the best tribe. Apologies to some of you who didn't get the email link. We actually tested it, and I don't know what happened because we tested it. I got it this morning. We all tested it. So thank you for, thank you so much for your patience. You have such a great call to watch. Yeah. And everybody's going to have to watch this call again anyway. There was so much good stuff.
It's a good one.
So we're really sorry for people who didn't get in the beginning, but you have an awesome call to watch tomorrow or tonight afterwards. So for those of you who just hopped on, what we're doing is we're taking people up. We had a long conversation about this month, and we did a 6-card reading. And what we want to focus on for the next month, which is the theme of prosperity and how you take all those questions in the modules and apply them to just the role of prosperity. That means too that when you are working off the wisdom of the Oracle deck, you're going to read the prosperity section.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to read both that and prosperity, even though prosperity means more than what we think is tangible, and that is the focus, is your energy, your expenditure of energy, the money that you make, your relationship to your idea about what prosperity is, what you value, etc. Yeah, that was awesome. Okay, good. Let's pick another person.
Yeah, let's go with Lisa at decoratorguru.com. Come on, Lisa. There you are. Hey. Hey.
Thank you.
How are you?
Oh.
Good. Better late than never, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you for being so patient.
Of course. I'll just Facebook Anna and let her know what's going on, because we were all on the Facebook page going, how can we get on? And I looked at my emails and I looked on the mail.
That was so weird. And you know, we tested it this morning early and I got it. Like, we tested it. And if I get the test email, we know it went out, and we tested all the little tags. So it was so weird.
Yeah, there was like 10 of us, maybe.
Maybe.
Anna came through. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you. Yay. Thank you, Lisa. All right, Lisa, let's take a look at your relationship to prosperity, okay?
Love that. Thank
May
you.
I have your permission to pull a card?
Yes, please.
All right. Lisa was on the cruise with me recently.
It's so fabulous. I'm still reeling from how incredible it was. The magic was amazing.
So here's what I think is fascinating, because of what I know you want to do, which is to blend your decorating or your interior design with mediumship, right? I said it now. I was going to say, am I allowed to tell people? Yeah, well, too late.
So,
the Merlin is about alchemy. So alchemy, as you know, is taking two things to make a new thing, right? Taking iron ore and turning it into gold. And that, like, I think if we were to go, what does the alchemist do? He makes or she makes magic out of mundane things that have very little to do with the other. You turn the ordinary to the extraordinary.
Wow.
And in your case, it's the extraordinary into the ordinary so that it can be extraordinary. So, right? How cool is that? So it does tell me that the story that you have around prosperity is, and we're just looking at the story itself, is that many things have to happen for you, that it's not only just one thing, that you had to learn that more than one thing had to happen. So you had to juggle balls. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
You're a ball juggler. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now how do we heal and or expand is the next card.
And Colette, isn't also.
Did I just call you Mark?
Maybe. Who, me?
I did. Mark, what did you have to say?
it's probably, no, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, what was ringing to me when you talked about Merlin was, the balance card, as the balance part of that as well, that it's not just the juggling, it's almost like having to I'm wondering, Lisa, if there's something about having to spin plates or balance everything to make prosperity be okay in your life. Like you're keeping everything spinning all the time, and it's a bit, almost get a sense of exhaustion from it. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, especially in my design world when I'm juggling a lot of contractors and my tile guys and my team, it can be a lot of plates in the air.
Yeah. I think that's the dark side of that for you. Like that, or that's the,
not the alchemist.
The place to work, right?
Yeah.
The place to work to get to the alchemist. And that's what your alchemist is doing work on. Sorry.
But the gratification is so great that it's worth it.
Okay, let's do the next one. So let's look at what do you need to heal or expand around the story, right?
Yeah.
The eagle. So I'm going to say this. This is about you expanding your mediumship because this is about the angelic realms. It's about spirit. The eagle reminds you that you don't need to know the form and you don't need to know the how. That's going to be presented to you. Aww. Yeah. Like you're not making this up. This is for real. This is a real thing for you. And you have to trust. So you heal it by trusting that there is a higher spiritual value and a higher spiritual purpose to this new purpose that you feel drawn to and you feel a little kooky about because it's somehow, how are you going to mush it together? Right. And that's the alchemist, right? But you're not the one that has to come up with all the answers. That's the thing about the shadow of this plate spinner. And the shadow of the alchemist is the sorcerer, right? Who's a manipulator, right? Ooh, like that. Right. So that was good, right? Like one for Jung and shamanism. Okay.
Yeah. Well played.
You don't want to manipulate it and you don't know how to do it, but you don't need to know. That's what it's telling you, that you have to surrender to spirit. That's the way you're going to heal this, is continue to surrender. You're not on, like, your other world is contract based. It's timing based. You have to get things done in a certain time frame, blah, blah, blah. This isn't that. So it's kind of like two completely different worlds somehow have to come together. Mm-hmm. So now let's pick the living oracle, Doug, and then you can and you can talk, Lisa. I know you're.
Lisa, so do I have permission to pull a card for you?
Yes, please.
You are.
Yeah. So I'm going to pull. What do you need to know to help you do that? Trusting a spirit, right? What can help you in that space? So, and we've got card number 40. Which, here we go. Oh, this is interesting. It's perception. It says, what is holding you back in this moment? Is it fear, judgment, being small, negative small self-talk? Spirit wants you to reset your perception with meditation and ask for guidance from your higher self. What would love do? Put on your magic love goggles and see a new way to be. And the beautiful picture of a little painting with pink love goggles. And I love it. Thank
Who
you.
Who did Connie. That?
Connie Robertson.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Thank you, Connie.
That's so perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I do my meditations. I do my things. It's just, it's probably this small self-talk in there, you know?
Yeah.
In that piece. And staying small, because I can't stay small anymore.
Nope.
I stayed small for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's about,
High five.
Yay. Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Let's tell another one. This is so fun. I'm loving this night.
Bye.
I miss you guys. Ah.
Excuse me.
Isn't this call perfect? This is so perfect.
I love it. Okay, one more. We're gonna go with Maggie Shriver. Maggie, gonna bring you up. Here we go. Let's see if we can get your. There you are. I'll unmute you. Hi.
Hi, Maggie. Look at you in your perfectly done area.
This is where I do my Facebook Lives.
It looks great.
Look at behind the curtain is very scary.
So good. Pay no attention to what's behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. All right.
Hi,
my darling. How are you?
I'm good. This is such a perfect topic for me right now. And so I'm really excited to see what cards come because I'm focusing on my prosperity story this month.
Perfect. And that the whole month, that's all I want you guys to focus on is your prosperity story. You're going to see it change. Okay. May I have permission?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's reflect on your story up till now. Forgiveness. Oh. So the card is forgiveness. Now, when we get that card relating to the prosperity story, this really says you got to start over. In many respects, you have to look at what stories have you told yourself in the past that gave you a limitation that now you need to break through, right? So it's like learning to forgive who you were, what you believed in, what you thought, what your parents taught you. Because a lot of whenever we have forgiveness, we look at who has harmed us. That's even institutions. You could be pissed off at the IRS. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
No, fortunately, no.
No, right? Sorry, I'm going to sneeze. So, Doug, do you want to add to that?
Let me unmute myself. I think what comes up for me with forgiveness is looking at the fact that you can start a new story. That mm-hmm. no matter what your story's been up until now, no matter what your story about prosperity has been up until now, yeah. you can start fresh. So really allowing yourself to not feel like you have to build on whatever has happened before, that you can say, reboot, you know, control, alt, delete your story about prosperity is kind of what this is saying, but it's through forgiveness and releasing, right? It's letting go of what's been and releasing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I've got that two cards came out, they threw out together about how do you expand or heal. So they, like I tried to separate them and they were like, forget it. And this, okay. So focus and wealth. Oh, wow. So what that means is I'm going to suggest that you sit down with yourself and really write down, and don't be afraid of what you write. Like, don't be scared that, oh, am I allowed to write this down? Get really focused on what prosperity means to you. What does it really mean? It's okay to have a dollar value. Like, you know, like, hey, like, let's not kid ourselves. You know, you need money to pay the bills. Yeah. Right. You need, like, I have 8 employees. Like, if I didn't think about, you know, making sure that I am prosperous, I would have to fire everybody. like, you know, like, it's like, you have to think like that. You have, if you are looking at your prosperity in terms of its structure, get serious with yourself. Cause I think that is what you're doing right now. You want to have like, get off the ground. Otherwise you wouldn't be doing Facebook Lives.
Right. Right. What's so interesting is the image that came to me, which I need to forgive because I was judgy about even the image that came, which is a rock that I put down in my fountain and it had dollar signs on it.
Oh, and you got judgy.
And my relationship with prosperity has been, I have a lot of wealth in my life and a lot of prosperity, like friends and relationships. But when it comes to being the exchange of for services,
time for services.
I'm always overgiving. And so the new story is around the beloved. I have this belief that it's, you're either the beloved or you're wealthy, but you can't. So that's why this is such a great conversation, because that's what I'm working on right now. Is
yes.
Being the wealthy beloved.
Okay. So how about compassionate prosperity?
Yeah. I love
right?
it.
Like seeing, okay, so here's the deal. What I struggled with that too, right? I struggled with that too. I like, well, am I allowed to be this successful? I don't know. Like, is, you know, are they going to come and get me and or whatever? And, you know, the idea that like owning ambition, it can be, can you be ambitious and still be in the spiritual world? There's a lot of things. So what I found was, how would it feel for me? Because I always saw being able to grow, but that meant I had to have people work for me. That meant I had to make the money to pay those people. So I started realizing that I wasn't going to put a specific dollar number on it, but I was going to see that I was capable of having enough so that these people would have food on their plates, their kids have clothes, they are happy in their homes. And that's because I was making it and sharing it. And so that became the whole idea of compassionate prosperity, that my prosperity helps others. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got around it, because I had a big chip on my shoulder about this, mm-hmm. You know, because I judged judgment around it too.
Yeah.
I don't anymore. But other people still do.
This whole forgiveness piece, it's so enlightening right now for me. It's because I never think of forgiving myself for not making the money.
Right.
You know? Or wanting to make money, but choosing to just give it away, you know, overgive, because that's where I get my worth. You know, that's how I show that I'm worthy.
And how about, can we change this story?
Yeah,
that's how I used to.
Yeah, that's
how I used to get my worth.
Yes.
Was to overgive. That's how I used to overgive, and I used to feel that story gave me value. Mm-hmm. I used to be super self-deprecating around because I didn't want other people to be offended by my ambition, mm-hmm. right? I used to judge those numbers or other people that got really successful in the spiritual world, and I would judge them. Like, I'm just pretending that I'm you, right? So it's like...
Oh, no, these are all good things. Yes, yeah. all true. And I also have a family belief. My dad was this is where the beloved comes from. My dad was the beloved. He was a lawyer that didn't make money. He ended up having a divorced couple, and he'd get them back together. You know, he would
then he wouldn't get paid.
He'd get paid with the refrigerator. And then my aunt had all the money, but I was scared to death of her.
Right.
She's not the wealth. So I have this idea, the bard, is that, you know, to be loved, you don't take money for who you are.
Oh my God, that's so big. And you know what else? It just hit me too. Like, this is a conditioning that so many women have. When you really look at, that was one of the big ahas I had doing all the goddess research and about the culture and how patriarchy has created a sense that, for women specifically, of the sense of being disempowered, that we should not be, oh God forbid, if we're successful, the guys are ambitious, that's really cheered on. If we're ambitious, we're bitches, mm-hmm. you know, or there's a reason for us to be less than, or we're no longer the beloved. We, you know, we have power. We're not allowed to have power because money is power. So there's all of these effed up stories that all of us have. FYI, you are not alone. We've been conditioned, right? We've been conditioned. So this is also forgiveness of the conditioning of our social condition, not just your specific personal story, I think.
And that's the growth and the work that I've been doing in Oracle School, is mm-hmm. really being able to what is in my highest good?
Yeah.
What supports me so that I can support others. So it is the flow of giving and receiving.
Yeah.
And then let's
go ahead, Doug.
Well, we're going to run out of time, and I want to make sure we get one more card from the Living Oracle for you.
Yeah, let's get the card. And then can we stay on a few minutes later? Are we good? Yeah. Okay, we don't have to leave right away.
Okay, good. So, because I know we want to do a visualization meditation.
Okay.
So I'm going to have permission to pull a card to say what can help you with focus on wealth.
Yes, please.
All right. We got card number 47 showing up tonight for you. And it's called, I love this, it's called Reborn. And it actually has a picture of a onesie that says, new to the tribe is what it says. New to the tribe. Let me just remind us about forgiveness, control alt deleting your story that we just talked about a second ago. New birth, new to the tribe. Here's what was written by Pam. She says, we are each blessed with the power to awaken each new day with a heart and soul reborn of choice. Know with peace that we are a part of Mother Earth and her tribe. Choose to embrace change and be reborn of the elements and the divine.
Wow.
And so it is. I need to get
and
a
so it is.
You need to get a little onesie and put it in a frame.
I love that. I love that one. See, that's like so
that?
Perfect.
What number is that, Doug?
Number 47.
47. I'll look it up.
47.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. This was perfect. And it just is really supporting the work that I'm doing this month. So,
love it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks, Maggie.
Focus on wealth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm going to do this again. Yeah, that was great. Wow. Okay. we are running out of time. So what I would like to do is talk a little bit longer, if we could, and then do a meditation. So what you've seen tonight, for those of you who came a little late, you're going to want to go back to the beginning and watch, because tonight's call was off the chain. It was so good. And we can continue talking in the main hall. So if you have questions or comments in there, the next couple of weeks, we'll go in there and chat and stuff. And so what I want you to do is to go back at the beginning and watch this video, because I think from top to bottom, there was so much richness in here. And by us doing what we did, then you guys can get together in your groups and with Anna in the practice calls, and then go through the same process about looking at prosperity, what your story is, you know, what's at the core. And you can make up your own questions too. Like, you guys can really play around with this. Remember that, you know how to do this now. And start to really get to the core of your agendas and what prevents you. Because like I said, remember, we are all conditioned to see ourselves that we are not allowed to be prosperous, that there's either something our prosperity might take away from someone else's. You know, we would be better than other people if we do, so we better not. You know, we better not get our britches too high. No, not the high britches. That's wrong. The poppy. Not the britches are pants, right? That's so wrong.
Yeah,
that's
well, at least don't get too big for your britches is what
big they for your
is,
britches. Don't
what they're saying is. Jesus, Murphy, and Joseph.
That's what I said to Doug today too. I went, Jesus, Murphy, and Joseph. See, I love it when autocorrect does. I went, what are you talking about? I wrote Murphy. It was Mary. Jesus.
That was the three gay Jews from Brooklyn. I didn't know what she was talking about, but it was Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Jesus,
okay,
Mary.
Too big for your britches. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes, it's a very, very rich, rich call tonight. Oh, my God, I'm laughing. So we have the questions, and Anna's posting tonight, tomorrow, whenever, not tonight. But we'll keep this conversation going this month. I think this is really, really cool. Again, you know, we all have this big cultural conditioning that we're kind of breaking through.
Yeah.
Everybody in here has, we all have a similar story too, on top of our personal stories that we are trying to move beyond in order for us to become limitless instead of being stuck by our limiting beliefs and cultural stories that have been projected onto us. And not everybody has the same cultural story, right? So in my family, my parents were immigrants. You had to work really hard, work. I thought doing readings was way too easy. It wasn't hard enough work. So I was like, this is like, what is it? You know, it was like, it's okay for something to be easy too. Like, think about that. Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom that we've talked about tonight. Okay, so I want to close up with a meditation. I want to run around the block now. I'm so excited. And we're going to look at the month. I want us to imagine that the month is unveiled in front of us, like it's all present time. Mm. We're actually witnessing ourselves this month and potentiality. We're all around Sarah Dwin's cauldron. And my big selenite crystal behind me is called Sarah Dwin, or Cara Dwin, depending on your pronunciation. That everybody seems to like to tell me I'm pronouncing things wrong. So Cara Dwin or Sarah Dwin. So you want to imagine that we have this incredible cauldron of potentiality, that this goddess, this beautiful goddess, is sitting at the top of our tribal circle. And she is, the cauldron is, we're all sitting around this cauldron. And inside this cauldron is a sparkling pink light. We always have to have the pink light. And every potential for manifestation in form, like in the material world, and that can be anything. This is the cauldron of prosperity. Each one of us is equal to the other. Now, you know what it's like to pull up sugar and candy floss, where you dip in something and then you swirl it. I want us to all imagine that this is a big vat of candy floss. Every one of us can go in there with our stick. Pay attention to how you experience this candy floss. Are you waiting for everybody else to jump in? This is your big, giant, big ass magical candy floss. Now I want you to pass it down, pass that big stick of big poofy candy floss. This is this sweetness of life that all of us get to have. We're here to play in the matrix of this universe. We're here to share. We're here to help prosper ourselves and others. So compassion and prosperity means we are going to share that with everybody. And I just want you to imagine that we keep flowing that, we keep passing that on and passing it on until all we are is this beautiful big O of golden light, because we've just kept passing it on and passing it on and passing it on and receiving and receiving and sharing, receiving and sharing. I love you guys. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone who made the call tonight and everybody who's going to watch this video. It just keeps getting better here at Oracle School.
Can't wait to see some of you in San Diego.
Yes, indeed. Maria, I think it was you that asked the question about being able to be, was that Maria? Being able to be part of us next year? I think somebody who asked that question. Did we have a question, Doug?
Yeah, that's right. In the main hall, sorry, yes.
Oh, in the main hall, yes.
It was Marianne that asked the question, Marianne Graham.
Yes, we're going to answer that question in the main hall, Marianne, but yes, everybody can take this entire course all over again. You can take personal mastery and shared wisdom, and it's going to be the same as this year. It was $100 for personal mastery, and I think $200 for shared wisdom. So you take the whole year.
And we'll also answer Maria Ramirez's question in the main hall there too as well. But
yeah,
suffice it to say, yes, Maria, it was a complete message. I'll just give you
yes.
That. you got your cards, girl, in that one. But yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And thank you, Anna, for being there for everybody who couldn't get in.
All right. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was so good.